Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we're talking about getting into clinical research in Mexico City, Mexico. Now, I think I've done many countries around the world, and my advice is similar, depending on whether you're India, China, United States of America, Canada, and now Mexico, Mexico City. So this person emailed in, so I'll read their email, and then we'll go into my advice for them. So they said, hello. I hope you're doing well. Thank you for your YouTube videos and all your advice. I live in Mexico City, and I have been trying to get a job as a CTA, clinical trial assistant, or in the pharmacovigilance area, but it's complicated to get into the field. For a year and 5 months, I have been unemployed. I was wondering if I could attach my resume for feedback. I'd appreciate it. Also, I'm considering a master's degree. I know that you don't recommend it, but I'm so desperate that I don't know what to do. Thank you so much, and stay safe. Thank you for this person for emailing in. Of course, not going to mention your name. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. I will try to get back to you as fast as I can. And I'll just do my best. As always, guys, if you're interested in resume review or career consultation like this person was interested in, send me an email and I'll get back to you on what that's going to look like in the process and things of that nature. So let's go ahead and get into it, guys. So this person said that they have been unemployed for a year and 5 months. So getting into this industry is already hard. Throw COVID-19 and the pandemic on top of that, and it's just going to be even harder. So I apologize, guys, for how hard it has been during the pandemic to get into the industry. I'm really sorry for that. But people have gotten jobs. You have just got to be more persistent and consistent. So I typically don't recommend people quit their jobs before trying to get into this industry. You definitely want to have some income coming in because it can take a while to get into this industry. Unless you've got some other type of situation going on where, you know, a spouse or something is paying for you. You definitely want to make sure that you have reserves, and you don't want to be in a situation where you're unemployed for a year and 5 months. So that, just to keep that in consideration. But for whatever reason, this person was unemployed for a year and 5 months. Okay, cool. So now they want to know, how can they get into the industry? Well, the same way I always say to get in this industry. You can look at some of my previous episodes. Whether there are different countries or not, you can use those same tactics and apply it to your own country. It's not that different per country. The only thing that's different is the app or website where they may be posting jobs. But for the most part, places like Indeed, LinkedIn, those places are, you know, everywhere. Those job boards and postings are everywhere. But basically, you want to find a job. So she had one here, clinical trial assistant. That's an entry-level job. But there's plenty of other jobs, too. You don't want to just focus on one job. You want to look at clinical trial assistant, project manager assistant, project specialist, project coordinator, clinical study coordinator, clinical research coordinator, clinical research coordinator assistant. You want to look at all these different types of jobs, guys, because you don't know where or who's going to offer it to you first. And for the most part, you know, you can look and see, and, you know, but for the most part, you want to take the job that is offered to you, not necessarily the first job, not, you know, you want to be careful here, but you know, I wouldn't take it if they, you know, paying you $5 an hour. But if it's reasonable salary, you basically want to take that first job or one of the first jobs you are offered, if it's a decent salary, and try to negotiate as high as you can. And do that for 6 months to a year, and then you're off to the races. The hardest part is getting experience. The hardest part is getting your foot in the door. So that's pretty much what you want to do, is get your foot in the door. Now, this person didn't have any, you know, added context to their email. They didn't say how many jobs they've applied to. People email all the time and say, you know, they've had a hard time getting into the industry, but they've only applied to 5 jobs. You can't do that, guys. You need to shoot for about 200 jobs. So if you haven't done that, then you need to keep shooting. You've got to work really hard at this. This is a full-time job almost of itself, applying in this industry, just getting your foot in the door. You've got to be very, very aggressive, guys. If you want more information based on your specific situation, I suggest you email me and book a 30-minute career consultation, because we'll look at your specific situation. We'll look at your experience. We'll look at your location. Location's actually a big part of this, because some places have a lot more jobs than others. So you want to make sure, you know, if you're in one of those job-rich markets that you know, and if you're not, that maybe you consider moving to one, because, you know, these jobs aren't easy to come by, and some places are better off if you move, or another place is better if you stay. Like, for example, I just talked to a client who's based in New Jersey, and I was telling her, look, forget the CROs. You need to be applying to pharma companies, because New Jersey is like the king of pharma. They've got so many pharmaceutical companies there. So you don't want to be looking for them little tiny CRO offices. You want to be looking for those big pharma companies, and not only are they going to pay you a lot better too. So just little things like that, based on your location and your background, can be very, very helpful to know, that a lot of people don't know. Guys, don't be afraid to invest in yourself. Do not be afraid to invest in yourself. A lot of people are spending hours and hours and hours of time, you know, beating their heads up against the wall. Like this lady has been out of a job for a year and a half, about a year and a half. Now, I don't know if she's been applying, you know, consistently the entire time or what, but save yourself the heartache, guys. Don't be cheap on yourself. Spend the money and get the experience, or utilize my experience to get in the industry faster. And, you know, I might just get off my soapbox here for a second, because, you know, it just frustrates me how people email me over and over and over again, you know, with different questions and having trouble getting to the industry. I'm like, just book the time with me and I'll tell you exactly how to do it for your situation. So anyways, guys, if you have any questions, email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. And, you know, pretty much, when you're looking to get a job in the industry in a different area, you've got to do so many different things. You've got to network. You've got to find out who you know that works at these companies. You've got to get them to refer you. You've got to apply on whatever job board, Indeed, Monster. You've got to apply on the individual company's website. Do you even know which companies have offices in your city? Maybe you should look up which pharmaceutical companies are in your city, which CROs are in your city. Find a list. Go to their website. Look at what jobs they have available. Network, network, network. Go on LinkedIn. Reach out to recruiters, etc. You've got to be aggressive. The job's just not going to show up at your door one day. So keep that in mind, guys. Take care.